With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In October 1985, a bomb went off in a Salt Lake City office building, killing a Mormon businessman named Stephen Christensen. Later, another bomb killed Kathleen Sheets, the wife of Christensen's ex-business partner. At the time, Linda Sillitoe was a reporter for the Deseret News.
At that point, it appeared to be linked to the business that Christensen had just left, and which Kathy Sheets' husband, Gary Sheets, was president of, and which was going into bankruptcy. It was a financial institution.
Linda Sillitoe, in her book Salamander, says the police also knew that Christensen had purchased an early Mormon letter, which suggested that church patriarch Joseph Smith was guided not by an angel, but by a white salamander.
That was kind of a runner-up motive, that it might be something having to do with Mormon documents.
Then the plot thickened.
The next afternoon, Mark Hoffman, the document dealer who had sold Christensen the letter, became the victim of a third bomb.
Hoffman was badly injured, but from the start, police suspected that he accidentally triggered the bomb himself. It took months before he was formally charged.
Even though they had the circumstantial evidence against Hoffman, he was ostensibly a good Mormon husband and father, businessman. As soon as he got out of the hospital, he passed a polygraph test.
The police learned that Hoffman had been selling skillful forgeries.
He's a better forger than bomber. He set off the bombs because he was selling a non-existent collection called the McClellan Collection. He could not get out of the deal.
Linda Sillitoe and co-author Alan Roberts have written a fascinating true crime story, Salamander, published by Signature Books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. A Salt Lake City dealer in rare manuscripts named Mark Hoffman had been conning the experts by selling skillfully forged documents. When the Mormon Church learned that Hoffman was in possession of a collection of early Mormon letters that cast the church in a bad light, Mormon leaders paid Hoffman $185,000 for them. However, the documents did not exist, and to get out of the deal, Hoffman set off two fatal bomb blasts, one killing the church's middleman. In her book, Salamander, Linda Sillitoe says that while historians had pronounced Hoffman's forgeries as authentic, scientific experts proved otherwise.
They had a number of them to look at. Pretty soon they found they could tell the Hoffmans from the other documents of that time period, and then they just had to find out why and be able to prove in court that he was, in fact, a forger.
Forensics expert George Throckmorton used scientific techniques to expose Hoffman's forgeries.
He used magnification, ultraviolet and infrared light. They showed the cracking in the ink and the running. They also showed other anomalies. For instance, there were clip marks at the top of some documents showing that they had been hung while they were wet with chemicals.
Mark Hoffman was brought up in a devout Mormon home, but early on decided that scientific explanations for the world were better than religious ones.
Mark Hoffman is a guy who, as a little boy, learned that he liked to fool people. He liked card tricks. He liked magic tricks.
Hoffman is now in the Utah State Prison.
He traded 30 felony counts for 1 5-year to life sentence, which is a pretty good deal. And that plea bargain is very controversial in Utah.
Linda Sillitoe is co-author of Salamander, published by Signature Books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. A rare manuscript dealer in Utah named Mark Hoffman was born into the Mormon Church, but he wanted Mormon history to conform to his own beliefs without the miracles and visions which are part of the original account. So Hoffman began selling skillfully forged Mormon documents. Linda Sillitoe, co-author of Salamander, says Hoffman used paper cut from books of the period and made ink from 19th century formulas. Scientific analysis, however, determined the forgeries.
The aging process to oxidize the ink so it would be that nice rusty color you see on old documents would actually crack it microscopically. The treatment, washing it with chemicals, would cause the ink to bleed slightly when it was hung up. Now, none of this was visible to authenticators, but under the microscope, they could see these anomalies in the ink.
But Hoffman's forgeries fooled the historians.
There are at least half a dozen books that have been published in the 1980s that include Hoffman documents. It's had a significant impact. It will take a while to sort that out.
Hoffman wasn't content to forge just Mormon documents.
He forged inscriptions in books. There's a Francis Scott Key signature on the Star-Spangled Banner, a Betsy Ross letter, the Daniel Boone letter I mentioned, that are known to be Jim Bridger notes. So I think the extent of his forgeries is not yet known.
In an effort to get out of a deal to sell non-existent documents to the Mormon Church, Mark Hoffman set off two fatal bomb blasts and is now serving 5 years to life in the Utah State Prison. The story is told in Salamander by Linda Sillitoe and Alan Roberts, published by Signature Books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.